Honolulu's ever-growing street population poses a challenge to the police and EMTs who respond to emergency calls when they find themselves confronted with situations better left to mental health professionals. According to the head of Honolulu Emergency Psychological Services and Jail Diversion Program, too many severely mentally ill people are not getting the help they need. Brittany Light has the story in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You know, this is something that we've known intuitively for a long time, that police have an enormous burden in dealing with mentally ill calls, but this is a new report that backs that up, yeah?
Yeah, so this new report is really interesting. It really chronicles the 11-year history of a program that's a collaboration between the police department, healthcare agencies, and local hospitals. And one of the goals of the program is to reduce the number of people who are mentally ill or emotionally disturbed, reduce the amount of them who are being arrested when there isn't a crime being committed. So if a police officer is responding to an incident that involves someone who is mentally ill or emotionally disturbed, there's another option. The officer can act as a bridge to healthcare services. Of course, the officer can offer voluntary services, but one of the symptoms of severe mental illness is that you don't know that you are mentally ill. So often what happens is these people are transported to a local hospital where they're able to have a mental health evaluation or treatment for up to 48 hours.
A lot of people with severe mental illness, the last person they want to see is a uniformed authority figure, right?
That is true. It is true, especially for someone who doesn't have the recognition to know that they are displaying these symptoms of mental illness. But what this report says that is important is that sending some of these people who were the most severely mentally ill to a hospital for up to 48 hours, it's just not enough. It's not enough services. It's not enough treatment. When they're released, you know, they still are in a state of crisis, or at least vulnerable to going back to a state of crisis. For the vast majority of people, more than 80% of people who encounter a police officer who's working with a police psychologist, they are helped and they don't have a repeat encounter with police. But there is this smaller but still significant population of people with mental illness who are sort of going through the revolving door of, you know, having police encounters and being transported to the hospital and then, you know, all over again maybe a few weeks later.
It's an ongoing challenge, Brittany. Thanks very much for your story.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. To read the full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.